Hello?
Hello? Is there Sonia?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media? Outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
You represented everybody in what?
May I ask your race?
Yeah, but what you representing everybody in what? What is this? Is this a political call?
Oh, this is, yes, I'm conducting a survey that has politics topics.
Okay. All right, I'm black.
Mm-hmm. So, let me continue here. And what's your age?
60.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you
definitely
vote? Probably vote?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm definitely voting.
Now, thinking about it, all right, thanks. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
All right. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. Improving K-12 public school education, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, protecting LGBTQ rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, standing up to the race and racism and discrimination, providing affordable child care, reducing crime, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
All of that, especially women's rights.
All of it? Oh, okay.
Guns, they need to get rid of these guns, and they need to stop with the racism, everything. People just turn hateful, and they crazy these days. And, you know, all of the above. Who's ever willing to do that, definitely needs to be elected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it. Let me then choose those options here.
And I really don't care about the border and immigration. That's been going on for decades. I don't know why they're going crazy about that now.
All right. Understood. All right. And in your opinion, are economy conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're getting better. They're getting much better.
All right. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people.
I didn't hear the question. Say that again.
The question is, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? you can select up to two: racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, unfair and rich economy system for the rich, poor work ethic, not enough good role models, sexism, or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor life choices and values by some.
So which one do I think needs help of those choices?
Which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country?
You can select up to two. Which one of those do I think is a hard way to go towards our economy?
Right.
Economy?
Right.
All of it.
Correct.
All of it is.
Can you like? I'm not
really getting your question, mm-hmm. or maybe you're not saying it right.
you can choose two, like the two the best options for you. So the options are racism and discrimination.
The obstacles
mm-hmm,
towards the economy. Is that what you're saying?
Obstacle. Yeah, correct. Which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, too many people depending on the government for handouts, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, unfair or rigged economy system for the rich, poor work ethic, not enough good role models, sexism, and or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor life choices and values by some.
Racism is what's destroying this country, and favoritism towards the rich. The rich are greedy and they want to get richer while everybody else stay poor. And nobody is asking for handouts from the government. What people get from the government is that they work for it, for it's the Social Security. People pay into Social Security while they working. I got money taken out my check every year for 35 years going to Social Security. So that's not a handout. There are no handouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. All right, let me go to the next question. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
No, I heard a lot of the nonsense. It's just nonsense.
Okay. All right. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I don't
support. And is that strongly or just somewhat?
I do not support that at all. Strongly do not support that.
Okay. Strongly oppose. Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris.
Oh, she's wonderful. So that would be a 1, right?
Okay. Right. Critical race theory or CRT.
Oh, that's great. That's American history. People just dumb and don't understand what that means. That's American mm-hmm. history. That's all it is. American history and black history. So that's a wonderful thing. So that would be number one, right?
Right. Okay. Donald Trump?
Oh, zero.
Okay. Kevin McCarthy?
Zero.
Right. The gay rights movement?
What about it?
Will you say 150 or zero?
100? What are you talking about? You said one or zero.
Right. Will you like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them? A zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Oh, I thought you said a zero or one. A 100 for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I got that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
I thought you said one or zero.
I'm here 100. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. The gay rights movement. How will you rate that?
Rate it as opposed to what? That is not a zero.
No. 50?
The gay right, no, that's a 100. That people should have the right to be who they want to be.
Okay. All right. Understood. Barack Obama?
Who? He ain't running for president. He ain't in the political thing. What are you talking about? But he's a 100 anyway.
Okay. Beyonce? If you haven't heard about it, you can just say so.
Who? I didn't hear what you said. You said young?
Oh, Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
This ain't no political. This some bullshit. What is this? Stole my Beyonce.
Okay. And the next one is Joe Biden.
100%. Biden is working for the people and the country.
All right. I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom will you vote?
President Biden.
Okay. Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact your personality using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The country's economy going into a recession soon.
No, the economy is not going in a recession.
Okay. Will you say 0, 10, or 5?
Meaning?
Zero means no impact at all. 5, moderate impact. 10, major impact.
Oh, 0.
0, okay. Climate change?
Climate change, 0.
Climate change, right. 0, okay. crime and violence in this country?
That needs to go down. So that would be a number.
You say
a number five, because it is getting better. If all the hateful people stop trying to kill every damn body.
Sorry. Affirmative action, Andy.
Zero. That doesn't affect me.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy.
That the government
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that the government should increment. The government should add.
Should add or implement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The
okay.
government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Strongly agree. Someone agree. Someone disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. The government shouldn't be making decisions about people's personal life.
Okay. The second statement. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Strongly agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
The government should do what?
The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Yes, they should. But they already have that. They have the family, the FMLA, family mm-hmm. medical leave. They already have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, you say that I'm strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly agree.
The government should not be up in people's personal business.
Okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Strongly agree, strongly disagree.
No, the government shouldn't be involved in things like that. They shouldn't be involved in things like that. So I would, strongly disagree that the government should pass something that don't let them have it.
All right. The government should provide free childcare to all families. Strongly agree, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, that would be great. I strongly agree.
Okay. Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree. They need to ban all assault weapons.
Okay. All right. And raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Strongly agree. Someone agree. Someone disagree. Or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree. They need to do teachers within work.
All right. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. In which if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers adopting a child, mothers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, mothers giving birth to a child, sicknesses or serious injury, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
Yes.
So in which, if any, of the following situation? Go ahead.
So you're saying that the government should make legislation making that available for all of the choices you had just said.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Oh, well, what I ask is, of the following situation, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So, which choices will you say you agree? Fathers adopting a child, mothers adopting a child,
and dealing with them. All of everything.
Okay.
But they already have that.
Right. And how often will?
They already have that. It's called FMLA.
Right, okay, that's fine. And let me go to the next question. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
No, I haven't experienced it.
Okay. All right. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Car was stolen or broken into?
No,
okay. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. And violent crime such as assault?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
I'm going to read you some categories.
Oh, okay.
Okay. From first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's.
Postgraduate.
Oh.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
I'm divorced.
Separate, divorced?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
All right. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What's, I think it's suburban. Over
how would you this suburban? Oh, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week. Sometimes two.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watched or read them in the span of a week. Is that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never? Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Will that be very often, someone often, not that often, or so long to never?
I basically watch the cable news.
Okay. Fox News?
No, never.
Okay. Your local TV news?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Will that be someone often? Very often?
Yeah, somewhat often. Uh-huh.
Sorry, not that often. Okay.
Somewhat often.
Okay, CNN? Okay.
Who?
CNN?
Never.
Okay. MSNBC?
I watch that every day. Often.
Okay. Very often. Okay. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or Republican, or not very strong Democrat or Republican?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance.
My health insurance that I have, my Aetna, from when I retired.
Oh, okay. All right. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
You? You, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 15,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to
50,000 to 75,000.
Okay. All right. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, dear.
Thanks. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Sí, la cabeza. No, ya me levantaron dos. ¿Sí?
¿No?
Mm.
Hoy es el día.
Mhm.
Bueno, no puedo decir otro día.